proclamation number 6859 dated the June 28, 1957. Blessing of mental communication with God. Anyone who listens to me when I speak to him takes the reliable path of ascent. And I speak to all those who receive my word, who in turn accept it from those who question me in thought and who thus also may regard the thoughts they receive as my words. You cannot think wrongly once you have acknowledged me as the source of truth by directing your thoughts to me, once you want to know the truth. Nor can you take misguided paths anymore once you appeal to me for guidance. But you must willingly offer me the opportunity to speak to you, and that always happens when you mentally occupy yourselves with me, your God and Creator, for every thought of me calls me to you, and I follow this call. You should often occupy yourselves with me in thought, because this means that your heart is receptive for my communication and because you can only ever gain by this. For then you will also constantly receive the strength to do what I ask you to do, what my communication conveys to you as my will. You have to establish the connection with me yourselves, because you had once isolated yourselves from me. You need not do anything else but think of me without a will of resistance. I am always willing to meet you as soon as I recognize in your thoughts the resolve to make contact with me. And then you are truly protected from taking misguided paths, since now that I can speak to you I have also gained influence over you. Thus it is truly not difficult for you to acquire an immeasurable amount of everlasting riches in earthly life, as this is the result of your mental bond with me. It is completely impossible to leave me empty-handedly. It is completely impossible that I will not make use of such a bond and remain silent in you, for I am only waiting for such quiet moments when you make contact with me, when you enter into conversation with me or approach your God and Creator with questions, and I will certainly answer you again in the form of thoughts, if I cannot speak to you directly through the inner word. This is why every person has the opportunity and the right to communicate with me, and every person will receive as much as he desires. Even if nothing is visibly given to the body, the soul can still receive unlimited riches for itself. I want to speak to you, and I will speak to every one of you who thus is willing to listen to me, who wants to hear my voice. You all should avail yourself of this assurance. You should exalt yourselves and devote every free minute to me, and you would truly use your time on earth well. Then the connection would be established ever more frequently, because you would desire me from the bottom of your heart, whom you now recognize as your Father and constantly wish to be spoken to by him. And you will also gladly comply with everything. You will fulfill my will because you have already adopted my will as your own, because the constant bond with me also results in a constant submission to my will and because you have become enlightened as to who I am and what kind of relationship exists between us. Think of me daily and hourly, never exclude me from any undertaking, constantly let me be present with you by mentally calling me to you. And you will truly not take the path through earthly life in vain, you will grow and mature and reach the goal. You will join me once more in order to never ever separate from me again. Amen.